USA News. I'm Jerry Barmesh. A suicide bomber in Pakistan has killed at least 50 people. Officials say more than 100 others were injured in the blast on Sunday. Local authorities say more than 500 people were attending a Sunni political convention at the time of the attack. A GOP presidential candidate who served in the Trump administration says the former president isn't the right person for the White House in 2024.
I want all of this to go away. It's why we have to have a new generational leader. It's why we need to move forward.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Nikki Haley didn't commit to granting Trump a pardon if she's elected. Haley added that she doesn't want the country divided over a president serving jail time if Trump is convicted. The Biden administration is launching a website for its new student loan repayment plan, CNN reported. Borrowers can begin submitting applications. Loans will resume in October. Americans are being told not to travel to Haiti.
Two Americans have reportedly been kidnapped in Haiti. The Biden administration working to free a nurse and her child who were snatched in the country. A humanitarian aid association says the two were taken from its campus near Port-au-Prince. Now, the woman is reportedly from New Hampshire. She was in Haiti, apparently to help her husband, who is there taking care of students at a school. The kidnapping happening on Thursday. The same day, some government employees were told to leave the country due to kidnapping threats and civil unrest. I'm Laura Winters.
Police in Lansing, Michigan say five people were shot in a parking lot early Sunday. Officers found two of the victims critically wounded after responding to reports of gunfire just after midnight. Investigators recovered multiple firearms at the scene and police took several people into custody. While cooler temperatures prevail in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic, not so in Phoenix as it extends its heat record to a 30th day of temperatures at least 110 degrees. This is USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
I gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. Pick up for 40 days of consistent sin. All over Febreze car clips right on your vent. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Yeah, breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
A global organization is calling for a worldwide ban on cell phones in schools.
A report from the United Nations is warning against excessive smartphone use in schools by calling for a global ban. UNESCO, the UN's Education, Science, and Culture Agency, said evidence shows that excessive use of smartphones is linked to worse performance in school. It also said a high screen time has negative effects on children's emotional stability. UNESCO said its urge for a smartphone ban is a message that technology should work for people, not the other way around. I'm John Schaefer.
The mayor of Anchorage, Alaska, says he wants to start sending his city's homeless to Los Angeles or other warmer climates.
The mayor of Alaska's largest city, Dave Bronson, said this past week buying a plane ticket for those left homeless in his city to L.A. or even other places like San Diego or Kansas, he said, would be cheaper than housing them.
My job is to make sure they don't die on Anchorage streets.
He says last year was one of the deadliest years in history for homeless in Anchorage, with 8 dead.
Get them to a climate where they are at least safe from freezing to death. It's well worth it.
No city or state funding's been approved yet for such a relocation program, but Mayor Bronson says he doesn't think that would be hard to come by. I'm Scott Carr.
It's Barbenheimer Part 2 as the summer blockbusters continue their box office dominance across the USA and worldwide. I'm Jerry Barmesh, USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.